When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland. You got, Corey Majors. Man. And the famous Alec Medford. And for the final time, what?
You all right, buddy?
Yeah.
Your allergies been kicking your
butt? Yeah, they really have.
You need an Allegra?
I might, if it doesn't make me fall asleep. And for the final time this season, unless tremendous news breaks, which it very well could, we bring you, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Golly, you sound very finality about that.
Yeah, I might have made that.
This is the end.
Too
Mickey.
Much of a grandiose discussion. And in fact, while we should probably start with the Cowboys, I want to know how locked in were you on college football last night? Because obviously, I know you are super into the Mavs as well. Did college football take precedent for you last night? Did you try to balance both? How'd it go?
College football had the big screen TV on. The small TV had the Mavericks on.
Okay, right on. Mm-hmm. What when you watch Trinidad Chambliss, your thoughts about him as a draft pick, not for the Cowboys, just in general,
yeah.
Your thoughts about him as a professional NFL quarterback?
He's going to get gobbled up as soon as he's declares for the draft. If he plays one more year or is allowed to play one more year at Ole Miss, but I would imagine he has created a pretty good path for himself into the NFL. If you're looking at what teams are trying to find in their quarterbacks, I think he fits the bill. He's awfully sharp. He sees the field. He can use his legs. And he can throw in the pocket. He can throw on the run. He's phenomenal.
Yeah, man. He's just got that it factor that goes along with it, like the confidence, the way he steps into his throws. I love everything about it.
And this is somebody.
And he's a guy that people want to follow.
Yes.
Right? You can see it.
How important is that as a quarterback?
It's
because
huge.
Especially as the NFL has evolved more and more quarterback centric, it feels like you want and maybe you need a quarterback that people are ready to follow.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that he's just got the right personality, the right character that when you hear him talk, it's not all about me, right?
Right.
It's always about the team and everybody else. And you can see he. I don't know what it was like before Kiffin left, but he seemed to have filled in a void for the offense that, hey, just come along with me and we'll get this done, right?
Yeah.
And that was a phenomenal game last night. I can't remember seeing one that went back and forth like that with both teams playing at a pretty darn high level.
Now, we had lamented some. I'll just say me. I definitely am lamented about I thought the Cowboys were being a little bit of a slowpoke to get some of these interviews set up. But it turns out they might have been leading the pack, whether it was requesting to interview Dorante Jones from the Vikings, Jim Leonard, who we've talked a whole lot about.
I think it's Him Leonard is what we're going to call
yes,
him from now on.
That's Corey's guy,
mm-hmm.
is Jim Leonard or Him Leonard, and then getting denied on Jeff Ulbrich from Atlanta. They've set up several interviews to get the process going.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, you take care of some of these guys that you can talk to. It doesn't mean, you know, they're at the top of the list. I think that, I could remember them going through several interviews, regardless of if it was a coordinator or a head coach. Because now it's an opportunity to pick the brain of guys on other teams to see not only what they think on certain aspects of the game, But you can also ask him about your team. You know, what do you know about my team and where we can improve? So sometimes it's a fact-seeking mission more so than, okay, this is one of my top guys I want to interview, because there's so many more guys out there. But again, a lot of these guys are going to end up getting interviewed for head coaching jobs, right? And they're not going to rush in to say, oh, okay, I can be a defensive coordinator again, right? No, they're what, eight jobs open now?
Yep.
And a lot of these guys are looking at that, and I bet they look at it first. Now, do you want to wait on those guys to kind of sift through, or do you want a guy like Leonard? And I'm with you on him. The more I dug into his history, coaching, playing in college, in the NFL, the fact that Schottenheimer has some sort of knowledge of him when they were with the Jets together.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he sort of fits the bill as an up-and-coming guy that has not only been Denver's pass game coordinator, but he was the assistant head coach. And obviously, Sean Payton knows everything he needs to know about the guy, and the Cowboys still have a good relationship with Sean to pick his brain. Now, again, in that case, though, their defensive coordinator, Vance Joseph, is going to interview for head coaching jobs, right?
Yep.
And the Broncos might say, hey, not so fast, right? Because we might want to promote this guy to our defensive coordinator. But that one intrigues me. And the fact that, you remember Jerry talking about he likes guys that had to kind of pick themselves off the ground and establish themselves.
Yeah.
Well, this guy was a walk-on at Wisconsin, right? And then he was a defensive coordinator in college for 4 or 5 years. So I think, you know, if you look at his background, you're going, okay, this might be a kind of guy that you can take a chance on. Now, having said that, you also might want to hire somebody on that defensive staff that maybe is not the coordinator, but maybe some sort of consultant that has some experience of being a coordinator and just somebody to bounce thoughts off of if it's a first-time NFL defensive coordinator.
Anybody but Jonathan Gannon, you know what I'm saying? I'm just kidding, Mick.
Was
I'm
that
just
a
kidding.
Shot at what I said about
Mickey,
him,
Mickey, you were too hyped about him yesterday.
I'm
kinda
just
came
kidding.
Off that way just a little bit, but
just
it's all
kidding,
right.
Just kidding.
I am kind of curious, Mickey. Like looking forward now too, though, because a lot of people get caught up in best player available no matter what. Stephen Jones has been very adamant about BPA at position of need. Well, the position of need is defense with this team. How heavy do you think that this Cowboys team should go in that draft whenever they're looking for defensive players? Because they've missed some players.
Providing the draft provides them that,
yeah,
right?
It looks like it's going to. I think this is a pretty good
one.
It
should, right?
Yeah.
You should at number 12 have probably a pretty good selection of defensive players. And, you know, and I was looking at, I can't believe somebody's already got a mock draft up, but I should believe it, right?
Yes.
And I started counting, and I saw, like, couple quarterbacks, couple wide receivers, two offensive linemen, and I'm sitting there going, okay, if that falls that way, then by the time you get to 12, there should be a bunch of defensive guys. Now, there was about three or four projections for defensive ends, which you could go that way. But I like the fact that there were some middle linebackers available, and looks like one more just came out, right? The guy at Ohio State.
Yep.
So, between, and I don't know if there was a bunch of cornerbacks, but hey, one of each at some point in the draft, I think that you would make yourself happy. Then again, and Stephen pointed it out in 2020 when they were dead set on drafting a defensive player with their first round pick at 17, and now all of a sudden CeeDee Lamb sitting there right in their laps. So you can't be just totally committed to saying, I got to have that, because you don't know how that draft's going to pan out. And you got to be flexible enough to say, but this guy is such a great player at that spot, I can't pass him up.
Now, I know we've talked a lot about the defense, but I saw this stat, and on the surface it seems like a positive thing, but I also feel like this is a bad thing. Brandon Aubrey made a field goal in every single Cowboys game this year. He was the first Cowboys player to get a field goal in 16 games in franchise history, and then he hit it in the 17th game in franchise history. So while we do need to pour resources into the defense, an offensive discussion that needs to be had is, man, oh, man, we can't just keep getting 3-3-3 next year, regardless of who the defensive coordinator is.
Yeah, and I think that when you look at it and where the deficiency was offensively, because you're kicking field goals, right?
Yep.
But you're also moving the football pretty consistently. You just weren't getting in the end zone.
Yeah.
And a lot of that sometimes has to do, and I know they've spent all these resources on the offensive line, but I think you have to make a decision there. What are you going to do at the tackle position? And if you happen to move somebody to the tackle position, then what am I doing at the guard position? Now, you're not going to probably draft a pure guard in the first round, and I caught a lot of heat when, you know, they ended up doing a guard in the first round with Tyler Smith, but he had tackle capability also. I think that's something maybe in free agency. You can find a veteran guard if you're moving Tyler Smith to left tackle. And again, that's got to play out. You got to see where it goes. But to me, one of the reasons you ended up kicking so many field goals is you moved into field goal position. You just had trouble on third down too many times. And I think a lot of that has to do, while you had a 1,200-yard rusher, very rarely did you run the ball into the end zone from afar.
Now, somebody has texted this in for quite some time, and we haven't asked it, but they want to know, from your time at the Jackson Daily News? If
yes, it was.
Did you cover the Jackson Mets or the Jackson Generals? This person has texted this in a bunch. They have been very patient. Did you cover either one of those teams?
I covered the Jackson Mets, yes. As a matter of fact, I was covering them when Daryl Strawberry first got to AA.
Wow. Did you know he was going to be...
And he started at AA, if I remember correctly. He was a first-round draft choice of the Mets.
Did you know, like, pretty straight away, holy cow, this guy's got all the potential in the world?
I figured he wasn't going to be there very long. And you know what? He was, and I don't know if, you know, you go to New York or whatever, if it changes your personality, but he was a pretty personal guy, and I guess, you know, he was probably at that time maybe 18, 19 at the most, and he was engaging. And I remember, I would have to think real hard who the manager was then, but he had pointed out to me, he goes, well, you know what this Strawberry guy does on his off days? He goes, if my wife and I want to have a date, he babysits our kids.
Wow. Really?
Now, think about that. Daryl Strawberry babysitting your kids, right? You wouldn't have thought twice about it now, but back then, that was him. But yes, I did cover him for, I want to say, 2 years at least, and I also was the official scorekeeper for those games, right?
Wow!
And then I did it for maybe a year and a half, and one day during batting practice, I'm out there, and the catcher comes up to me and he goes, hey, you know, you're a little hard on giving guys errors instead of hits. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, well, you know, in this league, to move up, you got to improve your batting average. And if you give a guy an error out there, then you're not helping my guy's batting average. And I immediately walked to the general manager and I said, I resign. You got to find somebody else.
Well, and look, Mick, it only took about 40 years, but now baseball hardly ever gives out errors. And so they help out with that of the time.
I thought I was doing the right thing. You know, I spent my childhood going to White Sox games, right? And I knew what an error was and what a hit was. But they wanted hits, right? It didn't matter what was happening. But yes, I did do that, by the way.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Man,
awesome. What a cool story.
A fella for and all also, seasons.
And I also covered Ole Miss. And I could remember writing columns, and people wanted me to run out of town because I told them they would not improve. I wrote a column about you will not improve your recruiting, because at that time Steve Sloan was having problems getting black players to go to Ole Miss, or at least the top ones. And I said, you got to get rid of Colonel Reb. You got to get rid of the flag. You got to get rid of, you know, singing Dixie and all this stuff. And, oh, it was you, Yankee, you go back to the North, you know. But it took about 15 years, 10 years, and then they finally came around. See? And now look where they're at.
Mickey's ahead of the curve in all sports, covering all teams. Man,
are we going to bring him back as an insider for Mavs and Rangers and
Stars? Mickey, this year? People are demanding your return for Mavs and Stars and other Rangers content. So we might just have you on like once a week just to talk about other sports things.
Well, you know, back in my newspaper days, before I became the Cowboys beat writer, I was the backup on all those teams. Obviously, the Stars weren't there yet.
Right.
But the Mavs and the Rangers, I did all that stuff.
Hey, Dallas Times Herald forever, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com. Thank you very much, good sir.
And by the way, thank you guys. This was a fun season to be on with you guys. And I know a lot of time my opinion doesn't go with everybody else's, but you guys put up with it whether you agreed with me or not. So I appreciate that.
Absolutely, Mickey. Absolutely. There you go, Mickey Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com. Look, man, I love talking to Mickey. I love that acknowledgement right there. He goes, hey, it's not for everybody.
Yeah, he's telling everybody that's listening that, that sometimes disagrees. There's some people out there that do. Some people love it. And I always say this, the ratings tell us what to do. And the ratings are good whenever Mickey's on, so I'll keep rolling with that.
There's a reason he was on all week. All right, Mickey brings the listeners. Yeah. He really does.
And I like Mickey. I know, like, I worked with him a long time ago, and he kind of gets me a little more now. But I like that he's kind of loosened up on this show. He has some fun with us. We don't just talk certain things, and he gets into it with us, man. So I enjoyed a lot.
And he is the new Mike of Masterpiece of the Week.
Yeah, somebody just pointed out this is the last week that he could win Masterpiece of the Week.
Well, it's a powerhouse back-to-back set of segments, because coming up next, whoo, talk about drawing in the viewership, or I guess the listenership, too. It's time for AM on the FM. It can be both.
Oh, I like it, but I also like the question of the day, plus Rick Carlisle did what to recruit who to the Mavs? Next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through The Fan. Remember, at some point in the show today, we will do another ticket giveaway for TNA Impact on Thursday, the first ever live edition on AMC at the Curtis Colwell Center.
Any specific time?
I would probably say not when Alex is about to do a segment. I feel like for Alex's sake, that would be better to not.
So right before question of the day.
I think he will hate you for that.
I would.
But right now, not you, Corey. Not you, no. It's time for this.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alex, you be quiet. Alex, that was awful.
One for Alex, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it, Corey Majors.
Alec, can I say it? This is at least partially my fault, because there was one time that I know you'll remember, and I'm sure Corey will remember. I don't know if our listeners knew this at the time, but I didn't make it clear that we were going to AM on the FM. And I was like, it's time for this. And then Corey goes, let's give something. And I was like,
I'm a Pavlov dog, dude. Yeah. I do whatever my brain says I'm wired to do. And, yeah. And I was conditioned to, let's time for this. And I was like, oh, crap, that's what I'm supposed to do.
And so I will readily admit there was a time that happened that I totally messed that up.
Well, at least we didn't this time, because it is time for AM on the FM. We got the question of the day, yes. Coming up in just a second. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas.
I kind of like it.
I kind of like it, too. I don't like what Corey just made. That sounded weird.
Well, I stopped eating the sandwich.
Oh, well, at this I appreciate that.
It wasn't for you. It was for me.
Oh, well. Felt like you could have let him have that.
Jeez, that was a toxic sentence.
Hey, Corey, you feel like the type of person who won't let people have that nice thing that they should have gotten, and they're like, oh, that's nice, dude. Corey, and you're like, no.
Alec, it is not just with you, because I think we appreciate each other enough, but with a lot of people, the biggest, most significant sign of restraint for me is whether or not I say that honest joke. I'm like, you know, I gotta hold this one back, because I think it's gonna be hilarious to crush whatever their dream is on this.
Yeah.
But I know if I do it, it's gonna really hurt them, because they're not you guys. They don't get me the same way y'all do.
Oh, he gets us. I like it.
Oh, like Jesus.
That's right. We have the question of the day. You can answer that 877-881-1053 on the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line. Plus, this might be the weirdest Rick Carlisle story I've ever heard.
That covers a lot of ground.
Yeah, that time that he apologized to me.
Oh, from...
And then forgot who I was the next time.
That's nice. Not. It's from DeMarcus Cousins.
We'll
hear from him in just a few moments. He told this story about 40 minutes ago on national TV, and you guys need to hear it because it's weird. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But we're going to look at the national day calendar for today. But we're actually going to focus on a holiday for tomorrow, because it spawned a great idea. There's a lot going on today. It's a balloon ascension day. So shout out to the balloons.
Okay, so every year, Corey, you'll have to help me out if this is still a thing. But they would do, like, the Plano Hot Air Balloon Festival.
Yep. Yeah, every year they do it.
And so it was always cool, is that Friday night, if you were going out to cover a high school football game in the general, you know, Plano, Allen, Frisco, like, Collin County area, you would see that when you're driving off, is all of these balloons going up. But it was really neat.
Yeah, and also one more, dude, I don't even know why. It wasn't like it was, maybe it was around that time. I took the boys one morning to go watch the sunrise, and I knew over at Collin College, they kind of sit up on a hill, and the sun would come up from that general direction. Ooh. So we're sitting there watching and everything, and out of nowhere, behind this line of trees, a hot air balloon starts like blowing up and growing in front of our eyes.
Whoa.
And we're like, what's happening? And then all of a sudden I see two or three more, and there were a few that just launched that morning. It was so awesome to watch them take off and then disappear off into the sun. I hope they didn't actually go into the sun, because that could be damaging.
Yeah, it feels like you would have died long before you made it to the sun. You
know, I don't know. I've never been up in a hot air balloon.
Me neither.
I don't know if I want to. I'm so terrified.
I don't.
What? Because you think you'll fly off?
Because how do you control it? Yeah, okay.
You pull the little
now
handles
going
and the
directly
fire
into
goes.
A set of power lines, and guess what?
That's right.
Terrified.
Don't you usually have somebody who flies the hot air balloon?
Do I trust them? How long have they been flying? You know?
What is your prerequisite for how long they need to have been flying?
64 years.
That's okay, fine.
They need to
you
see
want
everything.
Some 82-year-old named Chet going, well, sir, I'll tell you, I started in Missouri, but ever since I got here.
You know what? I take it back. I need 64 years of experience in a body that is still senile.
Oh. I do not know if you know what that word means.
Not senile.
I do not know if you know what that word means.
Just Nile, then.
Okay,
just Nile.
Just
my
Nile.
Apologies.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to save this. I'm going to run through.
I also think Corey should not go in a hot air balloon now.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably safe. I'm going to kind of quick hit the rest of today's International Choreographer's Day, because there's a lot. National Apricot Day. National Austin Day. So shout out to Steve. It's also National Carter Day.
Oh, in your face, Bobby.
Are you serious? I need to text my son.
Yes, you should.
10 people.
It is National Faith Day. National Law Enforcement Day. National Word Nerd Day, and then my favorite, maybe, National No Pants Subway Ride Day, because of course we all celebrate.
But you need to make sure, let's make this clear, right, Alec? You need to make sure that that is authorized in the place where you're going to do it, because
sure.
I do not think that's going to fly in a court of law where you're like, well, officer, it was, or Your Honor, it was National No Pants on the Subway Day. I don't think that's going to fly as a legal defense.
I mean, it's a national holiday. How can I deny the literal calendar, Kevin? That's my defense.
Okay, well, just whenever you need bail money, let me know.
Okay, appreciate it. Let me know where the nearest subway is.
I didn't say I would give you the bail money. Oh. I'll give you a stern talking to.
Oh, well.
And leave you there.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to work at this age.
If I'm going to give you a stern talking to, I'll get you out of jail.
Oh. If my kid's in jail and it's late at night, he gets to stay the night in jail.
Let me tell you something.
I'll talk to you in the morning, buddy. Yeah.
Even though I was really young, when I went to jail, I would have preferred that. Like the other person that I stole with, they got picked up first, and I was like, that's fine. I don't need my mom to show up.
Oh, you're going to feel that way whenever I finally do pick you up.
And I tried to say something to her in the car, and she goes, shut up. I don't want to hear a word from you. And I was like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, kind of adds up. Tomorrow, on January 10th, it is National Houseplant Appreciation Day.
Oh.
And that got me to think of today's question of the day. What is something in your house that annoys the absolute hell out of you? 877-881-1053. I appreciate the plants and what they do, but sometimes it's the stepmom that collects all of them and takes care of them.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes when I come home, they are all over the kitchen, covering the island, all of the counter space, all of the dining room table, and sometimes into the living room so they can get watered and get their nutrients and stuff, but they all have to be taken down at the same time for whatever reason. So the entire kitchen is just plants, and I can't set a cup down somewhere. I can't wash any dishes. I can't do anything until the plants are taken care of. But I will say, the quality of air in the house, fantastic.
I love having plants in the house. It is wonderful to have them around.
But if your house turns into an arboretum and you have trouble stepping in certain places because you're like, why is there a freaking plant here? And then theoretically, if you married somebody who loves plants but is not good at taking care of them.
Oh, Adrian does not have a green thumb.
Yeah.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What do they call it? A black thumb, right?
But her dad is a master gardener. So he brings us all these amazing plants.
Yeah.
And then I'm stuck trying to master garden, and I'm not very good at that. And every once in a while, the dog will pull one down and throw it off into the pool. And I'll be like, what's happening here? And I got to try and figure out how to get that thing back to life.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know how. So I just throw fertilizer on it or Miracle-Gro or some whatever.
This is a great text from the 321. Hold on. Alec needs forgiveness for hating plants. First, Jacob hates the earth. And now this station wants to doom this planet.
Hey,
come on, guys.
I like the plants, and the air quality in the house is fantastic because of it. Mm-hmm. Very fresh air. It's great. But when they are all over the kitchen and I can't maneuver, that's a problem.
Are you ever worried that Mark Wahlberg's prophetic words will haunt us all when he's like, oh, it's the plants?
Did you ever see that movie?
That movie is stupid.
What a waste of our time.
It's so miscast with Mark Wahlberg and Zooey Deschanel, and there's something, it's the happening, and there's something going down, but there's this moment where Mark Wahlberg is, it's the plants! And you're like, oh no, I've wasted my time.
It's my garage. not. I love my garage door. Thank you to Tolbert Garage. They hooked that up. It looks amazing. It works so fantastically too. But it's when we open the garage, I love a tidy space.
Yeah.
It's for my mental health. I need things to be tidy.
Yes.
And when I open the garage, my kids have thrown cardboard boxes that they didn't break down. Bags of trash are just sitting there. My wife will leave her coats and boots and purses on the weight bench. And I'm just like, guys, this is the entrance to our home, essentially. Because Avery parks out front. We usually park in the back. All of us go in through the back, through the garage door. Why do we want to walk into an area that's so disgusting? Fix it! And I can't, for the life of me, get them to help me do this.
Even if you ask nicely?
Oh.
Or do you ask nicely at first?
Kevin? Maybe it's the fact that I just start, breaking boxes down and cussing is the reason that they're like, oh, he'll do it. Maybe they find that entertaining.
Stupid, no good, ungrateful kids.
Yeah.
Maybe you should get a job, Avery.
Exactly.
You grown man. But guys, pretty much everybody is saying some combination of the wife, the kids, and the dog, which is kind of sad.
Yeah, have you seen this? Because you've seen that little meme or whatever, and it's like, Dad, can you pick me up from this sleepover? It is the absolute worst, and I don't want to be here anymore. And the dad's like, no, son, because that is your wife and kids, and it's not a sleepover, and you can't leave. I always think that that's a funny thing.
Yeah, I get it. Like I said, the kids don't do all, they'll leave messes sitting around. The wife is going to be on you about something. You know, she's going to be like, hey.
Well.
I would like to judge you for every single thing that you've done.
Man,
and I don't have to be expressive about it. And you're like, you could have not said that.
That's true.
I don't say things all the time.
And something that,
Do you find that to be true, Alec? I don't know if I do find that to be true.
At times, sure. Yeah, I kind of like it. That sounded weird, though.
Thanks.
But something that Rick Carlisle said to DeMarcus Cousins. I'm going to play a truncated version of this clip because it was about a minute long, but you'll get the gist of it pretty quick. Boogie was on FanDuel Sports Network earlier this morning with Lou Will and Michelle Beadle, and he was talking about some of the weird tactics that Rick Carlisle has used in the past.
It was a period in time where Carlisle was really trying to push to get me to the Mavericks and, you know, to speak on those quirky ways, you know. Rick Carlisle would send me weird selfies and stuff and just say, you know, I'm thinking about you and I really want to, you know, coach you and things of that nature. So it was a little weird. I don't know Carlisle.
Hold on.
Said he would send him weird selfies and just say, I'm thinking about coaching you.
That's hilarious.
And so they went on and they're like, no, wait, like, was there any kind of like emotional message behind this? Like, what's going on? And he was like, no, he would just say, he wanted to coach me and send me these weird selfies. And he was like, I don't know what that was all about.
And he goes, I didn't even really know him.
Yeah, he's like, I don't even know him like that. And then Lou Will had the greatest thing that I agree with. He was like, man, my kids don't even have a selfie of me. He was like, I got to really like you if you get a selfie of me.
Wow.
Dude, I would be a little freaked out if all of a sudden there's Rick Carlisle's face and he's just like, miss you. Thinking about you. Wish you were here.
Of coaching you.
I don't like the way any of that just happened.
Well, it did.
Okay, we're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Which NFL playoff game are you most intrigued by this weekend? We'll get to it next right here on The Fan.
The rookie Bashel Tootin is the back. Lawrence the fake. Floats it out there. It is a touchdown. It's Quinton Morris. His first as a Jacksonville Jaguar.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Gridiron Gravy in just a minute. But first, we go to Corey for I'm Not Quite Sure What.
Oh, good. Kevin, I saw a post on Facebook just moments ago.
Mm.
And it was from one Marlin is her name.
Okay.
Not one Marlin, but her name is Marlin.
Gotcha.
I don't know if she wants me to say her last name.
Oh, dear God.
And it says, it's a post of a memory.
Oh.
And it says, January 9th, 2017, he proposed to me with both of these rings. Corey and Kevin and everyone at 105.3 The Fan, thank you for making it possible. And then she said, on top of it, over 15 years strong. So this is 9 years ago that he proposed.
Hell yeah.
Happier than ever. That's almost half of our lifetime together. I still can't imagine my life with anyone else. Congratulations to them. Kevin, you brought them together. You tried to break them apart. And then sure. The bond was too strong.
That's how you know.
You tried to get a chicken nugget ring as the ring that she would wear.
Would it end up being like an onion ring?
No,
does their last name start with an R?
Yes. Yeah, it was the loop off of a keychain.
Oh, that's right.
And he proposed that night.
That was
and
cool.
Now they're still married. Dude, that's awesome. Congratulations to them. And look at the impact that this show has made on people's lives.
That's nice. Right now, what say we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy? Nope.
Dip it and sip it.
Now, what's really funny is, do y'all have any remotes coming up now that you're done with Taco Bueno? Because, Corey, at first, did you think it said, do you have any
more
upcoming at Taco Bueno?
I think our next remote is going to be in San Francisco, Radio Row. Whenever we're there for the Super Bowl, we're going to be doing that. And then the one I know of after that is in Arizona, where we'll be covering spring training and your Texas Rangers, who feel pretty comfortable with their roster right now.
But if we have anything else come up, we will let you know.
Well, you need a Tolo.
Yes, turn it on, leave it on. All right, let's start with this. The Commanders are interested in Coach Wells, the tight end coach from the Dallas Cowboys, is a candidate to be their next offensive coordinator. So they have requested permission for that. And I believe if it's a step up like that, you cannot deny that permission, unlike the Cowboys got denied permission with Ulbrich, because that would be theoretically a lateral move. All right, my question that I want to go from there, what's the one wild card game that you're most intrigued by? Like, I know there's a lot of good ones, but if you had to boil it down to, I only get to watch one game, NFL playoffs this weekend, what is it?
It's probably Jaguars-Bills.
I could see that.
That's right in my wheelhouse of what I want to see. I want to see Trevor Lawrence and company. I want to see if Liam Cohen has them figured out. Can Josh Allen
win a road playoff game?
Yeah, can he transcend and be that dude? So that's the one that I'm probably most intrigued to see. I think there's some really good slates here.
Could you see the other 3-6 game being the next answer?
No.
Oh.
No, because I hate both of those teams so much.
Okay. All right.
I hope that the game doesn't happen, you know? I hope that they're just like, guys, we've decided both of these teams are eliminated from the playoffs.
Okay.
That it would be the Eagles and Niners, by the way, and we are moving on. We're just vacating the thing altogether. No, the next one would be the Bears-Packers.
Okay.
And then the next one, it's not because of the Steelers, it's the Texans. I'm fascinated by what the Texans are.
Do you think they can maybe?
I think they could be very good in this run.
All right, Alec, what is the most intriguing wild card game for you?
Well, now that Kevin has this new fandom for the Panthers.
I am 100% going to cheer for the Panthers tomorrow.
I'm actually intrigued by it now just because of the point spread being so massive and road warriors like that usually end up prevailing in the playoffs. So if the Rams do end up just handling business and covering that spread, everything's just perfect in Rams land, I think they could run the table at that point because they've shown me everything I need to believe in. But just because I want to be the first to text you whenever the Panthers do lose by 10+, I actually am more intrigued in that game than I expected to be.
I'm going to underdog, +10.5 for the Panthers. We've given you the history. Now it's time to put some money down on it. By the way, promo code MASTERPIECE, $75 in bonus entries when you make your first $5 play. Is there one? I know it's the playoffs, so like they're all interesting in their own right, but is there one that you're the least invested in?
Eagles-Niners. I want that game to not exist.
Yeah. See, because I think mine might be the Texans and Steelers, because I kind of think the Texans might dust them, man.
I can see that. Do they blow anybody out, though? It feels like they play tight games.
Yeah, they find a way to win, but they play a lot of close games. I hear what you're saying.
I don't know why I'm giving so much disservice to the Chargers-Patriots game. I'm like, it's one of those AFC games that I might not care about.
Yeah.
But that's going to be a good game.
Because it would be the second above 500 team the Patriots have beaten all year. And
that's why. There it is.
Yeah. And for the Chargers, look, I know their offensive line is banged up, but this would be a yet another year in the Herbert career where you're like, hey, that's great. What do you do in the playoffs?
One of the games that might be the best is the Seahawks and the bye. Like, that might be one of the most intriguing ones because will they even be acknowledged during that time?
If I would have told you the Seahawks were playing somebody this weekend, you might have been like, oh, for real?
The hell's happening? Are you serious?
All right, let's go to that. From that to Mickey referenced this a little bit earlier, Arvel Reese declaring for the NFL draft. He is no doubt going to be a very high pick, though. I mean, if you look at some of the scouting reports, potential on him is very, very high, but he looks like a potentially high ceiling, low floor player because of some of his college statistics. But there is no doubt that the potential is there. As you,
Ohio State's given us some players, right?
Oh, for sure.
We're going to get some good stuff out of these guys.
No, absolutely. I think so.
I think that's what a lot of people are very excited about, the Ohio State linebacking group.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, you could pluck one of these if you're a Cowboys team. You might be happy.
Yeah, Arvel Reese feels like the kind of player that gets you a promotion or looking for a new job.
Right. No, I think there's other guys that I would prefer.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got this build of 6'4", 243 that you're just kind of like, wow, is he really an edge? You know, like a defensive end kind of guy? What are we looking at here? But then you're right. You got a really good point there. I just think there's other consistent tacklers at Ohio State that I like a little more.
Oh, man, that's a great point. I'd forgotten about that. That Steelers-Texans game is a Monday night game.
Yeah.
And then the Steelers, we just saw that, haven't lost at home on a Monday night since the early 90s. So, all right.
Why?
That's a great question because I don't think there's like a consistent answer. Fernando Mendoza, pretty heavy favorite right now to be the number one overall draft pick, followed by Dante Moore.
I have a Fernando Mendoza note, Kevin.
Oh!
According to Shane Tuttle, NCAA, Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza says his dinners consist of dino nuggets and mac and cheese the night before a game.
I hope they win it all. I can't tell you why, but a dinosaur nugget is more delicious than a regular chicken nugget. I don't know if scientifically that can be proven, but it is.
Which dino nugget do you like more, the stegosaurus-looking one or the stand-up?
The stand-up one.
Yeah. Not the Brano either.
No, the stand-up one is better. It kind of looks like a velociraptor, sort of. Not big enough to be a T-Rex, but I guess you can't really make giant dino nuggets yet. But yeah, when people make fun of my palate, that's fair, but this is where I thrive. Give me the stand-up dino nugget over the stegosaurus. Do I eat them in parts? Like eat their tail and then their feet? Of course.
I always eat their head first.
Yes. And by the way, since the Bills are selling nearly everything from their stadium before demolition, they're also selling the urinal troughs, knowing that their fan base will put themselves through tables and flaming tables in the snow before games. Do you think the urinal trough will be a big seller for the Buffalo Bills fans?
Yeah. After watching Touchdown Story.
And they'll put it in their house, right, to use?
After watching Holiday Touchdown. Okay. A Buffalo Bills story. And finally seeing that those two did get together. You know, that's the biggest concern. I learned a lot about Bills fans and how ridiculous they are.
Yeah.
And I liked it because, hey, they're avid. They're all about that thing.
Yeah.
And yes, they will put it in their homes or build outhouses or they'll have it in their backyard. But yes, those are going to be huge sellers.
And the fan text is on fire this morning from Bailey the Bird. The dino nuggets have more angles and edges, thus to be more crispy. Scientific fact. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You know what? Let's keep the football discussion rolling because I've got more wild card.
Let's give something away!
Oh, 877-881-1053. I did not know that was going to happen. Caller number 10 will win a pair of tickets to go see TNA Wrestling at the Curtis Colwell Center on Thursday.
Yes.
It is going to be Impact Live, the first ever edition on AMC. Sure to be plenty of surprises at the Curtis Colwell Center. This courtesy of TNA Wrestling. You can buy tickets from them or win them for free right now. 877-881-1053. Coming up next, more Wild Card Talk on The Fan.